Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me ask you this. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells in your relationships? Like you're always trying to please everyone else, but something just feels off? Well, my friend, that might be a sign you need to build some healthy boundaries. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries. Sounds a little stiff, right? Not at all. Think of them like the invisible fences around your emotional well-being. They help protect your space, your time, and your energy so you can show up as your best self in every relationship. In today's world, where we're constantly connected and bombarded with demands, setting boundaries isn't just nice, it's essential for healthy, happy relationships, both personal and professional. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know your needs. First things first, what do you need? What makes you feel comfortable, respected, and fulfilled in a relationship? Take some time to reflect on this, write it down, journal about it, whatever works for you. Understanding your needs is the foundation of setting healthy boundaries, because without knowing what matters to you, how can you expect others to respect it? 2. Communicate clearly. This one's huge. You've got to tell people what those boundaries are. But remember, communication isn't about being aggressive or demanding, it's about expressing your needs clearly and respectfully. Think of it like this. Hey, I really value spending quality time with you, but I also need some time to recharge alone. Would it work if we schedule our outings in advance? Fooey? Be consistent. Boundaries aren't just a one-time conversation, they require consistency. This means following through when someone crosses your line. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Remember, being consistent reinforces the boundaries you've set and shows others that you mean business. 4. Don't be afraid to say no. This is a big one. Learning to say no without guilt or apology is crucial for setting healthy boundaries. It doesn't make you selfish, it makes you self-aware. Think of it like this. If someone asks you to do something that drains your energy or goes against your values, politely decline and explain why. 5. Self-care first. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, patience, and emotional capacity to invest in your relationships. So make time for things that nourish you. Exercise, hobbies, spending time in nature, whatever brings you joy. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you're feeling overwhelmed. The noise is getting to you, you need some space to recharge. Instead of nodding along and pretending everything's fine, you politely excuse yourself and find a quiet corner for a few minutes. That, my friend, is the power of setting boundaries. It allows you to take care of yourself without feeling guilty or obligated to please everyone else. You see? Boundaries aren't about walls, they're about creating space for healthy connections. They allow you to show up authentically and protect your energy so you can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. So remember, folks. Start today. Reflect on your needs, communicate clearly, be consistent, don't be afraid to say no, and prioritize self-care. Those are the keys to unlocking healthier, happier relationships with everyone in your life. As always, keep striving for fortitude first, the strength to stand up for yourself and build a life you love. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.